Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is John from Oklahoma City.
Hi, John.
I just had a couple of questions about drugs like acid and marijuana. I was just wondering if the guest may have used anything like that to enlighten his mind, to kind of open up channels to new ways of thinking.
Okay, I believe you said at the outset, Gary, that you did not have any mind or mood-altering drugs. Is that true?
Yeah, I said that I wasn't under any form of medication. Actually, if you go back to the 1970s, I did drink and I did smoke some grass back in the 70s. And that was about it, really. And through all the 80s, I was sober. And by the time I got to Maine in the 90s, it had been a long time since I even smoked any grass. And I certainly never did any acid or anything like that.
So it wasn't anything like maybe shrooms that caused the visions?
No, definitely not. In fact, I had been having a history of mystical-type experiences that were very visual. Going back about, 15 years, I'd say to about 1978 when I did a thing called the Yes Training. That's really when I sobered up and got into spirituality and metaphysics. And so this was kind of like the culmination of a long series of mystical experiences that were very visual that I had been having. And I don't think that, any drugs had anything to do with it.
Okay, I find this very interesting. I only have one more question. Do you think it was possible that this couple that visited you, these ascended masters, that they may have actually been aliens?
Well,
themselves?
Well, I don't think so, but the thing is to remember, and they said that, aliens that visit the Earth, that we should think of them as being our brothers and sisters because, the humanoid life forms that visit Earth are really in the same boat that we are. Some of them may be, more technologically advanced than us, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're more spiritually advanced than us. And then, perhaps other ones are. So there's quite a variation in the different life forms that visit us, and they said that extraterrestrials do come here, and they do visit us, but there's a wide variety of explanations for that. And as far as they personally are concerned, their past lives and future lives involved life on this planet, and so I would say that they definitely were not extraterrestrials in that sense.
All right, thanks for that call. Next up, I have a few calls for you. You ready?